Morning. We're dedicating the shiur to Eli Tzvi Ben Sara Tzivia, who's having an operation today, Refuah Shleima, David's cousin. We're starting on we're Masechet Eruchin Daf Tet Zayin, and we're actually starting on the Amud. I'm trying to go back a second, because you're going to see we've been discussing Lashon Hara, right? Now the Gemara changed this language from Lashon Hara to Lishna Bisha. You know, it just threw me a little bit, that change in Lashon. But I think that Lishna Bish is just Aramaic for Lashon Hora. Okay, I don't think there's any real difference. Although yesterday I sort of spoke about it, a little bit of a difference. What do they call it in English? Lashon Hora. Lashon Hora. Okay, yeah, so I think it came clear to me yesterday that the Lishna Bish has Lashon Hora. What we saw at the end of Daftet Vavamud Bet, where we had the case of... Heichi Dami Lishna Bisha, the fourth last line. We gave, for example, what is Lishna Bisha? And Rabbi said, when you say like a guy's there, he's got lights in their house, remember? So he's got lights in their house, and then we said, what do you mean? But that's just stating a fact. And then we said, no, if you say, where can we find light? You won't find it other than in Plony's house. Why? Because he's always cooking meat over there. And then Rabbi said, Rabbi said after that, call Milton and me after up in Mar. If you say it in front of the owner himself, the bala bite of the story, then it's not a Lashna Bisha. And then they said to Rabbi, but that's chutzpah. If you talk to him like that, so he's and Lashna Bisha and Amalei. Then Rabbi said, I hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was a tzaddik, right? Rabbi Yossi said he never said anything in his life. We'd have to look over his back to see who was standing behind him. And we thought Rashi gave another explanation that even if somebody came to him and said, did you say that about me? He'd say yes. But he never said something that he wouldn't have said in front of the person themselves. There's a whole malach, if you look, I saw this one during davening in Arya's Gomorrah there, about the progression of Lashon Hara, Avak Lashon Hara, the whole Chofetz Chaim's got a whole long story. But the point that I'm making is when we reading this Gomorrah is really just scratching the surface of Lashon Hara. Okay, the halachas, I don't think we should really learn any halachas from what we're learning over here. It's more a guide and see, but really the Chofetz Chaim and the Rambam, a lot of people spend a lot of time discussing Lashon Hara, and it's I think a lot more chamur than what comes to the surface, yeah, of our Gemaras nonetheless. Just want to draw attention to one Tosfot. I know we've got a long daf today, but just it's worth spending a moment. Look at the Tosfot on Tet Vav Mudbet on yesterday's Gemara. So Tosfot said, "It's called Milton Mit Amrei BeApei Klat Teleit BaMishum Lishna." Have we got to that Gemara yet, or is it in today's? Sorry. Okay, you know what? Let's read the Gemara first. We did say it, right? No, because we had Kol Milton Demit Amrei BeApei Mara. Now the Gemara says Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna. Kol Milton Demit Amrei. Okay, so it's funny that Tosfot over there should actually be on this stuff over here. That's why you noticed it yesterday. You know what, there's actually a Shita Mekubet at the Kafbet that says, he does a correction here, the Tosfot, the Shita Mekubet said. It says, Kol Milti Mit Amrei Ba'apai Mara. Okay, so that's right. It makes sense. It's in our story. It's a Gemara which referred to yesterday, right? So Tosfot like this. Kol Milti Mit Amrei Ba'apai Mara. Right? If you say something in front of the person himself, it's not going to Lashon Hara. So he says like this, Perush. What does it mean when you say something in front of him? Kagon ki hai gavna. Like in this man, like we just saw yesterday. Denura bei ploni. When you say that there's light at ploni, what does that mean there's light at ploni? De ike le mishma de lo amra mishum lishna bisha. Because you can interpret it as saying it wasn't a bad thing. God asks you, where can I find light at this time? Now you say at ploni's house, right? You don't have to necessarily mean it. You know, in an insinuating fashion, he's a rich guy, spends his whole night cooking meat. Just say, factually, there's light in his house. So in a case like that, Tosfot says it wouldn't be Lashon Hara. Aval imu amar davar kintur al chaveiro. But if he's saying something critical about his friend, or moaning, or how do you say kintur, like the canter is to moan, but to control, to complain. Complaining, I think, would be the right. How many? The canter, no? To complaining, like complaining. It's more than complaining, right? Like belittling or criticizing or whatever, right? Afilu aya omra befanav. Even if he's standing right there, it bay mishum lishna mishna. That does include Lashon Hara. In other words, you can even say Lashon Hara to the person, Lashon Hara only when the person isn't there. That's the point that Tosfos making. There can be circumstances when even speaking to the person himself is an issue because of Lashon Hara. Okay? That was just worth pointing out there.
So it's first
and
the next page.
Now, when I read it, I assumed that I saw that the Chitta Mekubetzet there, and I thought it would say the next page.
Yeah.
I was just at the beginning there, mem there. It says Shayach Daf Tzai. Okay, it doesn't really make sense. Because when you read the Tosfot, he speaks clearly about our case over here. Okay, so the Shitta makes more sense. Okay. So now, Rabbi Baruchuna, call Miltimit Amrei Ba'apei Klate. Anything that's said in front of three people, late Ba Mishum Lishna Bisha, that isn't called Loshon Hara. Why? My time, this is a Gemara. Chavra Chavra Itle, V'chavra De Chavra Chavra Itle. My friend's got a friend, he's got a friend, and your friend's got a friend, he's got a friend, his friend's got a friend, he's got a friend. In other words, once three people know the stumbling is said in front of three people, then everybody knows about it, and you can't go. Now, I understand now, by the way, why the Tosfot, the Mishra Shas says that that's this Tosfot. Yeah, because the same thing. When we're saying there's no Lashon Hara, it depends how you're saying it and what you're saying. If you're saying something which is factually obvious and just making a point, then maybe it's not Lashon Hara. But even here, in a case like this, even though three people know about it and it's already out and the whole world knows about it, if you're saying it, but derech kintur, right, then you might say it's Lashon Hara, even if three people know about it and the whole thing. So maybe you can actually probably learn that Tosfot on both those subjects. Okay. So now, Kiata Ravdimi, when Ravdimi wrote from Israel, he said, "I'm a Ma'adichtiv." Right, so you got a pasuk here. It's amazing pasuk. The pasuk is like this: "Mevarech Re'ehu b'kol gadol baboker." We've seen this Gemara before. You know, I wonder where we learned it before. Baba Batra. Ah, I knew it was familiar. You'll see the second watch familiar. It's like this: the pasuk says, "Mevarech Re'ehu b'kol gadol." In the morning, he praises his friend with a great sound. Hashkeim. And then it becomes a curse. What's a brocha that becomes a curse? So he said like this, Kagon, the Miklush, a guy hosts you very generously. Okay, he hosts you and he's very generous in front of you. Lemachar, nafig yati b'shuka. Tomorrow you go out to the market, you go sit in the coffee house, shop, and you say, Amar, Rachmana nivrichei leplania. God blessed Plania. Right, Dahachi Tarech Kamai. Look how he went to town for me. He did so much. In other words, he served me so well. You sitting say, "Oh, this guy's amazing. They eat gold. They eat with gold china cutlery, and they only serve steak and eggs for breakfast. And they eat steak for lunch, steak for supper." And suddenly, everyone hears what a fantastic guy this is. What happens the next day? Everybody wants to go and be hosted by Plania. Right, so while he was being nice to you, in the end, how do you thank him? The famous story with another Jewish, the rabbi who sends him another rabbi. You know the story, right?
Yeah.
Huh? The barber, the tailor, whatever. Right. So that's exactly it. Look at Rashi there. Says v'shama inshe alma shehuashu. They hear that he's rich. For asle v'ansel alamon. Or they go and they steal from him. Or lishnach. Another Rashi says Rashi. Basically, people don't stop coming to stay there and take advantage of him. Thank you. Right, answer that. Rav Dimi Achud Rav Safra says as follows: don't ever speak about the how kind people were to you. Shemitoch tovato b'le rato. We all know this. You start off speaking his praises and you say, "Oh, yeah, but." It's exactly the case. The moment is exactly like Rashi, yeah? B'le rato. Shekeshu mesapem tovato. You're terminal. He's speaking, going overboard about what a fantastic guy this is. Hu atzmo omer. He himself says, Chutz mimidara azor sheboy. Now, you're kind of sticking in other than this one thing that he's not so great about. Right? Or someone else hears about it. Don't speak too nice about either. So that's how we hear the story. The Gemara said also the version that Rav Dimi himself was sick, and Rav Safra and came to visit him. Rav Safra is shrewd about Oscar is doing. He said, "Look, I'm expecting all the goodness that's promised to Rabbana." So Amale, ha, mi mekayamat. Aren't you kayem le'olam ha'saper adam etovato shechaber shmitoch tovato ba'lidei gnuto? Talk about himself here now, right? So Amaleu lo shemir li. V'yave shemir li kam keirat. I haven't heard the halacha. If I heard it, I would have spoken about it. So we hear this halacha through another version. The same idea. Amar Shua Barachman, Amar Biyochanan. Al shivad varim negaim bai. Now he's still busy with the word loshon hara. So tzarab, we saw that tzarab kind of called loshon hara. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the seven, not only loshon hara caused negaim, but there's seven things that cause negaim. Right? He says al loshon hara, which is the basic one. Al shvichut damim. Did you know this? Even for killing, murder, you get shvichut dam, you get negaim. Al shvuot shav, you make a false vow. Al gilu arayot, for illicit relationships. Val gasot haruach, if a person's haughty. Val agezel, stealing. Val tzarut ta'ayin, right? And if he's got a jealousy, what's tzarut ta'ayin? How do they turn the ra'ayin there? Right?
Haughty of eye.
Haughty of eye, I think it's more than that. Look, Rashi says that ra'ayin
she...
Stingy, okay. Jealous, okay. She tzara eno ba'achem, Rashi, okay. Ve'eno mahaneh shcheinav mikeilav. Al yedei she'ela. He won't lend his things to anybody else. Okay, he won't anybody share in his stuff. He's very, very, okay, so stingy is probably the right word there. Okay. Al Hashon HaRa Dichtiv, Mal She'ani B'Seter Ehu Oto Atzmit. We saw this passage yesterday. So on Mal She'ani B'Seter Ehu Oto Atzmit. We saw that Atzmit over there. Pasuk already said it. In fact, Rashi even says here, "Ve'okim ne'le'el d'har ne'gaim." We already learned earlier on that's ne'gaim, right? That's leprosy. Al shvichut damim dichtiv, v'al yechrat mibeit Yoav zav mutzora. Okay, which brings the pasuk there about Rav. Okay, we're going to have a chumash lesson this morning. Al shvuat shav on a vow dichtiv ayomer na'aman hu al kach kikarim. Chivetzarat ne'aman tida bakbach. Basically, ne'aman had tzarat, and you see there that he was making vows. V'al gilu arayot dichtiv. Vayinga shemit paro negaim. That's what Sarah. Remember when he took Sarah, when paro took Sarah, suddenly he goes al gasut haruach on haughtiness dichtiv ubecheskato gabali bo ad lashchit vayim o ba shem elohav. Right, this pasuk over here is in Divrei Yamim ubecheskato gabalo ad lashchit vayim al bo vayavo el hechal Hashem laktira mizbeach haketoret. And it says v'atzarat zarcha b'mitzcho. Okay, who was that speaking about? On stealing dichtiv, atziva kohenu panu et abayim. We know. It's an amazing thing. This. Then we always said that when it comes to tzarat of the house, so before you bring the kohen to come and make it, you take everything out the house. Why everything out the house? So the pshat is, so the worm become tamei. Because you want to save everything before once the coin says that it's got tzarat, everything in the house becomes tamei. Take everything out the house. You can save your house before the coin gets here. The one says, no. Why do you pinu et habayit? Right? Tana, hu kines mamon jel shelo. Because this guy was busy stealing and he hid inside his house, also which wasn't his. Yavo a coin v'yefazer mamono. That's why the coin says pinayit beito. To come and take out what he's got, because he's one of the suspicions maybe he was stealing. Then we take it out, and the whole world will see what he's got. He's like al tzarut ta'ayin, right on stage. We said dichtiv uba shelo habayit. Tana b'shmel mishem yuchad betolo. What I mean uba shelo habayit. The pasuk of Yeshayah says uba shelo habayit ve'gid la'kohen emor kenegra uba. This is also the same story, right? With tzarat, he thinks that I've got a nega, and then we say over here. So, Misha meyached betolo. What does it mean, meyached betolo? Look at Rashi. Sheyached beto, kli tashmisho, shelo hishilam lachem. Things that other people could have used, he keeps in his house, he won't send them out. So that's what the Gemara says from in the name of Yochanan. There's seven things that bring us tzarat. Wait a second. Ha eni, vaha amarav anani bar sason. Now, I'll be very honest with you, I'm not 100% sure exactly what the Gemara's questions are. Someone wrote a sefer called What's Troubling Rashi. You ever heard of that book? A sefer called What's Troubling Rashi, trying to explain always why Rashi, what brings Rashi to say what he's saying. And I've got to write a book for myself saying What's Troubling Me, because honestly there's some things that I don't understand why what's troubling the Gemara. I'm not 100% sure what these questions are all about. Honestly, I'm not. Maybe somebody here can help me. But one second, Amy, how can you tell me that all these seven things over here cause tzara'at? V'amrav anani bar sason. Lama nismecha parshat bigday kudna parshat korbanot? Why are they near each other in the Torah? The whole story of parsha of the Kohanim And Rashi says, "Bepashat v'atat tetzavin tetzaveh nismecha inyan amiluim nebigdei kohuna." So we've got there all the korbanot there, to the kohuna. Why? Lomar lecha ma korban mechaper be'afir kudem mechaper. To tell us, just like the korbanot on mechaper, they do, how do you say mechaper? Do kapara, atone. Thank you for sin. So to the big day kohuna mechaper, right? And now the Gemara is going to explain to us how each of the big day kohuna mechaper. And now the underlying question of the Gemara is: if we say that the big day kohuna are all mechaper, then how can you get all this tzarat? That's what I think the Gemara's question is. Because the Kohanim Begadim should have stopped everybody getting tzarat. That's what I think is the Gemara's question. I'm 100% sure. Right? So now we go through each one of the big day kohuna. Kutonet, right? The tunic, right? The kutonet is the tunic, correct? I don't know what kutonet is. What's the English word for kutonet?
Yeah, the tunic.
Tunic, eh? Mechaperet al shvichut damim. So the tunic is does kapara for killing. We just saw that all these things bring also tzarat. Dichtiva yitbelu et akutonet badam. Right? What? With Yosef, absolutely right. Look at Pasuk Aviyah with Kaf. Vayikru et kutonet Yosef. Vayishchatu seir izin. They killed a goat. Vayitbelu et akutonet badam. So the kutonet was associated with killing. Therefore, the kutona of the kohen comes to mechaper on the killing. Michnasayim, the trousers, mechaprim al gilui arayot. They do kapara. It's actually very nice. It's a nice drosha, this. Anyhow, bli kesher gemara's question, right? The michnasayim mechaprim al gilui arayot. The pants of the kohen, they do kapara atone for illicit relations. Dichtiv asalahem michnasay vad. Why does the Torah say make pants for them? Lechasot basar erva, to cover up the erva, right, which is a private part. So we see that it's associated with erva. Mitznefet, right, the hat. Mechaper al gasei haruach, on haughtiness. Rabbi Chanina says, Yavo davar shebegova, v'yechaper al masei gova. What is haughtiness? What are the things you do? We put a hat on your head, and that's the highest part of the thing, and that's mechaper on the gova. Avnet, right, that's the breastplate. Mechaperet al hirur alev. Why? Ahechad itay. Because we see where it is. Where is it? Now look at Rabbi Gershom's on the previous Amud. Rabbi Gershom on Tetvam Amud Bet. There's Rabbi Gershom there. That he is this Tetvav? Good market, yeah. Towards the end of the line there, right in the middle of Rabbi Gershom, towards the bottom, about the sixth line down. It says, Ahechad itay. Shekeneged libo haya chogro. It was fastened to opposite his heart. Dichtiv velo yachkeru beizeh b'makom shemezi and kagon tachat shechav ele keneged, not under his armpits, ele she'enu mezi yasham. Right in front of his heart, he doesn't sweat. Okay? So that's where the sash. Right? Mechaper al hiru alev. Right? Because he had to wrap it around. Right? Choshen. Yeah, breastplate. Sorry, I'm going to jump the gun. Right? Choshen mechaper al dini. So the choshen is mechaper on dini. What does it mean on dini? What?
Chasidim
mechaper
al net, but it's not because of mechaper
al
hiru alev.
What? Chasidim. Well, they do it for different reasons. That's a gartel. That's to separate the parts of the body. Right? Vasidim choshen mishpat. Right, choshen mechaper ladinim. This is not related to our seven mishnah, but another example. Ephod mechaper lavodah zara. Right, the ephod. Right, so we've got the choshen and the ephod. The choshen is the actual, with the stones. Right, the ephod is that whole tunic that the kohen wore that the choshen was attached to. Right, that like waistcoat. Right, so he says the ephod. Mechaper avodah zara. On other worship, dichtiv ein ephod v'trafim. Trafim we know are from. Remember with Lavan. Lavan came to look for the trafim. The trafim are avodah zara, are idols. So you see where the pasuk says ein ephod v'trafim. Look at Rashi, yeah. And the trafim bizman she ein ephod have avod trafim. Right. If there's no ephod, then there's trafim. Me'il, the jacket. Mechaper lashon hara. Right? How do we know? This is beautiful. How do we know that the coat, that the Kohen Gadol wore like a jacket, or like a one piece, like a poncho, like a long poncho, and at the bottom of it, it had bells. Remember that? Machloket Rashi, who's it, Rashi? Called Ramban. Ramban, of how the bells were, if it was like flowers and bells inside, or when flower bell. Remember that? Machloket Rashi, that's a Machloket Rashi Ramban. So there it says, yeah, how does the bell, the jacket, Mechaper Lashon Hara, on speaking Lashon Hara, Marakadosh Baruch Hu Yavod Davar Shebekol V'yechaper Al Maaseh HaKol. Look at Rashi, how does the jacket have kol? Shebekol, because it says, Pamonei HaMe'il Nishmein, there were bells at the bottom of the jacket, and they were here, Al Maaseh Kol, and whenever the Kohen Gadol walked around, you heard the call. Just out of interest, if I'm not mistaken, that's the halacha that we do. You go knock on the door when you walk in somebody's house. The Kohen Gadol couldn't walk into the Kodesh HaKodashim quietly. He walked in, the bells made a noise to warn Hashem, so to speak, that he's coming. You can't just walk into somebody's house. It's based on this halacha that you always got to notify you're coming. That's the bells of the Kohen Gadol. What?
To the room.
Right. Amaseh kol lashon hara. Va'at amart negayim atu alei. Okay, so there Rashi puts in the question. You understand? So now he says over here, the last example there was, we haven't, not the last one, it says, V'yachaper amaseh kol. So Rashi says, V'at amart negayim atu alei. How can the guy get negayim if there's all these things that are being chaper for him? Then tzitz v'chaper amaseh azei panim. The tzitz of the Kohen Gadol on his forehead. Right, there's mechaper azay panim on being azay panim, unscrupulous. How do you talk to azay panim? Like chutzpah dikagah. What's the word English?
Brazenness.
Thank you. Ketiva chavaya metzach Aharon. It was on Aaron's forehead. Uchtivatem umetzach isha zona hayalach. Okay, like metzach. You got like basically a behavior of brazenness. On. So the Gemara says, so now the kasha is, how can we say all these things come for negayim, and we see that we've got all these begadim which are mechaper and all the different things, and they should really basically serve as a contra to the aveira, and the guy shouldn't get negayim? That's, I think, the Gemara's question. I don't know if we explain, see it more clearly there in any of that, but I think I can't understand any other way.
The statements of Rabbi Anani Bar Sasson indicates that the robe turns malicious speech, which means that one is not punished by leprosy.
Okay, there we are. All right. Sorry, I didn't see that, but that helps me. Alright. So Gemara said, Lo Kashya. There's not a Kashya. Why not a Kashya? Ha de ehenu ma'asav. Ha de lo ehenu ma'asav. What's going on? Look at Rashi. Ehenu ma'asav. She nit kotetu al yado. A guy spoke Loshon Hora. And now Loshon Hora is going to cause undesirable results. So if the undesirable results existed, he will get leprosy. If not, then the fact that he spoke Loshon Hora in itself is an Aveira, and then the beggar will mechaper. Okay? So if the results, if he invoked a fight between people, or caused problems, or caused the guy loss of paros, or whatever, the outcome was damaged, he'll get leprosy. If not, he's still an Aveira, then the beggar will mechaper. That's what I think he's in. But Ikashia, Rashi, we'll skip it. We haven't got time for that. Oh, that's very nice. What's the time? No, I'm going very quickly through the Amud. Maybe we should actually look at the Rashi. You know, let's just finish this the sugya, then I'll come back to the Rashi, because that's a nice Rashi. So it says, Lo Kashya, one is Mahenu Masav, one is the Lo Ahenu Masav. Ihenu Masav, Atu Nagayim. If he Ahenu Masav, then he gets Nagayim. Ilo Ahenu Masav, Me'il Mechaper. Okay, look at Rashi very quickly. Rashi asked a question, I've gone through very quickly. So if you've got a question, we asked this kasha over here on negayim, right? Now we said negayim comes also from gilu arayot, illicit relationships, and also from shvichud dam, from murder. So why don't we taka answer up only from lashon hara? Says the kama down the negayim by nalehim v'hachetanya, and here we do it in the brighter. The big day could mechaprin. Right? And they also mechaper. So Taris, how would you answer why we only spoke about Lashon Hara? Daha de tani big day guna mechaprin is love a lady day ela al ha'achirin she al yado ne'en shin. Right? What you can answer over here with Lashon Hara when a guy speaks Lashon Hara, we saw yesterday already that he speaks it, the guy who listens to it is involved, the guy who repeats it is involved, right? The guy, everybody else is involved. There you can say, you know what? The guy who spoke Lashon Hara, he gets Negayim. The other people involved, they won't get Negayim because they're the beggar is Mechaper. When it comes to Shvichut Damim and Gilu Arayot, you can't say that, right? Right, they themselves are going to get the punishment. Anybody who's party to illicit relations, all of them are going to get punished. Anybody's party to murder, they're all going to get punished. When it comes to Lashon Hara, here's the one place where we could explain that the guy who spoke it, he must get the Nagai. The guy who heard it, so he will be saved maybe from the kapara of the beged. So there's a bit of a difference here. You can answer that way. I think that's what Rashi's saying. And that's why the Gemara speaks dafka about Lashon Hara and not the others. Because the others, the punishments are specific to the people involved and not to... And other people around. There aren't really other people involved that aren't... There aren't in Lashon Hara, there are people who are involved who aren't involved. You see what I'm saying? Where with murder, you've got a guy who's involved, who's not involved. Are you involved in the murder? You weren't involved in the murder. Are you a complicit, right? Say he was complicit, right, in the crime. Is that the word? Make sense? There's another word for it. Not complicit. How do you say a guy who helped? No, come on, all you English speakers. Not remaining. Okay, so that's the drush over there. So now the Gemara carries on. And it says like this. Kashem, ha'am rav simon am rabbi shim yishubin levi. Shnei dvarim lo matzin lehem b'korbanot kapara. Now you should over here that the korbanot mechaper and the begadi mechaper. It says there are two things that we found that dafka in korbanot there's no kapara. But bedavar acher matzin lehem kapara. We do find a kapara for them somewhere else. And what are they? Shvichut damim and lashon hara. It's actually quite amazing. Eh? We don't find a korban for lashon hara. A guy's over in a korban of lashon hara. We don't see many a korban. What's that word? New? When you say a guy's complicit? Is that maybe that's the word?
Accomplice.
An accomplice. An accomplice, maybe. Well, that's the same word, right? Accomplice is complice. Okay. An accomplice. Okay. So it says shvichut damim lashon hara. Shvichut damim, where do we find shvichut damim? Egla rufa. Right? Interesting, eh? When egla rufa. And lashon hara, beketoret. Amazing, eh? Listen to this. The ketoret was a kapara for lashon hara. Right? The Tani, Rabbi Chanina, the Shita takes out the Tani, right? The Tani, Rabbi Chanina taught us, Lamadu doktoret shemechaperet. Dichti vayitena ketoret vechaper alam. That was in last week's parsha. In last week's parsha, when they moaned to Moshe after the 250 people were killed, and then they came to moan to Moshe, there was a plague in the machane. And what did Moshe say to Aaron? Take a toret and go into the Am. And he ran through the Am and he saved the nation. Remember that? Last week's parsha. It was in last week's parsha, right? In Parsha Korah. Where's the tzaddik from? Nun tzaddik. Vayikach Aaron, kashe diber Moshe, vayatzel tocha kahal, went to that. Vayinei hachela negev, ba'am. There was a negif. Why? Because they were speaking Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. Right? So he says, "Lam." The Tanya Yishmael, "Amar Ketor bechaperet." What's the Ketor come to bechaper? Lashon Hara. Why? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Yavor davar shebechashai veyechaper al maaseh chashai." Bring something which is done secretly, and that will be mechaper on something which is done secretly. Why done secretly? Normally Lashon Hara is done in the secret. People, as a rule, don't speak Lashon Hara publicly. Most people speak it privately to each other. Now the issue of Ketoret, when the Kohen Gadol brought up the Ketoret in the Barmesh, nobody could be inside the Kodesh HaKodashim with him, and they couldn't even be in the Chatzer, if I'm not mistaken. They had to be complete on his own. Right? It's quite amazing that. Look at Rashi here. Shebechashai. Ketoret naaseit behechal bechashai. Kedere perik otziu lo besechet yoma. Por sidmi bein haolam ulevizbeach beshat haktara. And Lashon Hara says Rashi bechashai. Lo sechashai. So we see over there, so the Gemara says, don't we say the two things that Korban Adam Mechaper, the other things are Mechaper for them. So the Gemara says, well, Kashi Yeshvu Dami, Machu Kudami, Kashi Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Again, If these are the biggest kashas, I'm not sure exactly why they're the biggest kashas. But the Gemara seems to have a kasha now. What's the kasha? Because you see, look at Rashi. Kasha shvichu damim. The kamina el big day kudim achapin lacherim. Kasina de egla rufa machapin lacherim. It's clear over here that this we said that the big day kahuna on mechaper on shvichu damim. And here, son, we've got egla rufa, which is mechaper. Why we've got egla rufa and big day kahuna? Make up your mind. Either or. I don't understand the question. They can look at why can't both of them be mechaper? When we haven't, we can easily answer. When we haven't got a bad amikdash, we haven't got a kohen, we haven't got big dekuna, then the eglarufa is mechaper. When we've got a kohen, so they're both mechaper. I don't understand why it's a kashet. Honestly, I don't understand why it's a kashet. But look what Rashi says over here. That's clear that the and this is a little bit of a contradiction to what I explained the previous Rashi, but nonetheless, Rashi says the eglarufa, it's clear that eglarufa is mechaper on the other people and not on the guy who actually stabbed the killing himself. The horeg eina mechaperet. On the killer himself, right? Eglarufa is not mechaper. This is only on all those who were indirectly helping out the situation, right? Who facilitated the murder. Like we saw that the Beit Din come and say, yeah, Darush Afchot Amam said, why? Because we never gave the guy food. We never looked after him. We basically abandoned him as a result. You know, not chai for mitta, but as a result, he was killed. Right? Look what Rashi says. We learned this in Masechet Sota. She'im nit arfa ha'egla. If they did egla rufa, they killed this cow, whatever it is. Egla is a cow, right? It's a baby cow. It's a calf of a cow, though, right? Right? V'achar kach nimtza ha'horeg. And then they found the killer. So what do you say? Oh, well, too late. Double, what do you call it? Jeopardy here, right? We done egla rufa, the guy can go free. No. Minayin shehu ne'erag, tamud lomar, v'la aritz lo yechufpar. Len doesn't mean we need to kill him. Until he's killed, he's a proper kapara. So therefore, we know that this egla rufa is only for the other people, which is actually like the kohen gadol's begadim. It's for the extraneous people who were indirectly involved. So what do we need them both for? So Gemara says, shvichu la shvichu lo kashya. Ha de yediyah man katle, ha de lo yediyah man katle. Look at Rashi over here. What's going on over here? Ha de yediyah, de lo yediyah man katle, egla mechaperet. If we don't know who killed him, egla mechaperet. We know who killed him, then it's not the egla, it's the mechaperet, the coins, but God. So what do you mean? De yediyah man katle, bar katalahu. We know who he killed, who's the killer. He must be killed. Neither the Kohen Gadol's clothing or the egla rufa is going to help. So what says, no, you're right. But we're speaking here about the Mezid Velo Itrubei. He killed the Mezid, but we never warned him, therefore we aren't able to kill him. Remember, you can only kill a guy if you did Hatra. See, there was no Hatra, so it's a Mezid, so therefore we can't kill him. So what's going to do the Kapara? The Begadim of the Kohen will do Begadim. Now, Shara also Lokashia, why? Habetzina, Habefarhesia. One would be a case of private, it might be if it's publicly. Right, look at Rashi. Habatina demase chashayhu ketorah. If it was spoken loshon hara privately, so there the ketorah will mechaper because the ketorah is private. If it was spoken publicly, right, then mase kolhu. It's got voice. It's got noise. It's well known. It's publicized. Then hameil mechaper the jackal mechaper because the jackal what makes noise. So we've got two types of kapara. One is a secretive kapara, which is the ketorah. One is a noisy kapara, which is the me'il. Okay, so we sorted out all of that. Bar minei Rabbi Shmuel bar Nadav Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nadav chatnei Rabbi Chanina. Not sure exactly who it was. Or he might, it's the same person, but it might have been said that he was the Hisanido. V'amri lam Rabbi Yoshua Mihlevi. He never asked Rabbi Chanina, asked Rabbi Yoshua Mihlevi. Ma nishtana metzora she'amra Torah badad yishev b'chutz demachanei moshav. What's so unique about this metzora? The Torah says he's got to sit on his own outside the machane. So he says it's quite simple. Who if you're Benishla Ishto? We assume here that a guy spoke to Shura about a man and a wife, Benishla Reu, or about a friend, about two friends. And what was his objective? Look at Rashi there. She'alashon hara ba'u negaim. Sorry. Who if deal? So Shura ba'u negaim alav. He got negaim. He basically tried to split them up. Therefore, the Torah says that he will sit there and will split him up. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, what's so special about the Matzor? He has to bring two birds. Why did he bring two birds for his korban? I think all these birds we've already come across. Magdash Baruch Hu say maase patit. Remember, he did a maase patit. What is maase patit? He was a patpatan. A patpatan, he was a chitter chatter. Who uses the word? Look at Rabbi Gershom actually uses the word. We're going to read a Gershom there, about six lines down. It's like as Maase Patit Pit Pet. See that? It actually says Pit Pet. Right? Lefichach HaMatorah Yavi Korban Patit. It brings a korban. We know the birds, pak, 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 all day long are pattering away. Can you sugar here? Tell me now. Lot Yisrael Achir Bevecha. While we on, it's quite interesting how the Gemara goes from Lashon Hara to Lot Yisrael Achir Bevecha. You shouldn't hate your friend. There's an Issur Doraita of Lisno and Achir Bevecha. You can't bear hatred in your heart for somebody. It's Asur for a person to hate another Jew. Not always obvious, but it's Asur. Mamash Asur. You can't say to someone, I hate you. You can't hate a person. So now, Gemara is like this. Lot Yisrael Achir Bevecha. Pasuk says, don't write. Yachol lo yakenu, lo yastirenu, v'lo yakalkalenu. Does that mean that you can't hit him, or you can't slap him, or you can't curse him? Right? In other words, maybe that's considered disna. Look at Rashi over here. Lachol lo yakenu al davar tochacha. We notice because it says, Lot Yisrael Achir Bevecha. Right? Look at the whole pasuk. The pasuk says like this. You can't hate your brother in his heart, in your heart. But you've got a positive commandment to rebuke him, to prevent him from sinning. So in the same pasuk, it's quite amazing. There's a mitzvah asay to rebuke your friend, to prevent him from doing sin. But at the same time, there's a mitzvah lot asay that you can't hate him. Right? Although we'll see just now, there's actually a mitzvah to hate a sinner. It's a bit of a steer over here. So Gemara's question is, if you've got to do hochacha, you've got to rebuke him, to what extent can you go to rebuking him? Can you clap him? Can you smack him? Can you curse him to force him to not do things? Is that maybe not an outward reflection of your internal hatred? I think that's what the Gemara's question is over here, right?
You love him, so you want him to be...
Right, but when you hit him, that's it's an interesting way of showing love. It's where there's a word for it. What's called... tough love. Isn't that the term today? They use tough love. Right? So, Yachol lo yakenu. Now, interesting. Rashi says over here, lo yakenu. Right? Al davar Torah. Yastirenu. Right? Rashi says, kela'achar yad. There's a lot written about this Rashi over here, kela'achar yad. Because kela'achar yad, the rabbi's been speaking about on Shabbos, right? All that lochas in the morning about on Shabbos. Normally use the term kela'achar yad when you want to do something, you say with a shinui. If you want to do a melocha on Shabbos, but like with a bit of a difference, you use your elbow to put in the light, for example. That's called kela'achar yad. So the fact that Rashi says kela'achar yad is a big source of consternation amongst the mefarshim, but I think it's ba'achar yad is the way to explain this. Rashi saying, right? In other words, ba'achar yad with the back of your hand. So yakenu is like this, and yastirenu is like that. You're a backhander. Okay, that's le kaleloto, or to curse him. Talmud Lomar, Bil Vavecha. Right, the pasuk is, Lo Tisna Achicha Bil Vavecha. It's only in your heart. B'sina Shebelech Tu B'daber. So that's not, you're allowed to clap him. Okay, therefore you can. If you're going to do Tochacha, and the guy won't listen to you, anyway, you're going to give him a smack, give him a smack. That's not called hating. Hating's in your heart. Minayin Ro'e B'chaver Devar Megune, Shechav Nechuchon. Where do we know that when you see something disparaging about your friend, you've got to tell him it? Shnemar, Ruchayach Tochir. Right? Says double lashon, hocheach tochiach, hochicho velo kibel. If you do, how do you say in English hocheach? To rebuke, is that the word rebuke? Right. If you rebuke him velo kibel, so minayin sheachzor veyochichenu. You got to repeat it and try it again. Talmud lomar hocheach tochiach. Right. It says tochiach mikol bakom. Right. Yachol afilu. The Shita Mekubetz adds in here a bit of a change. He says, Yachol afilu panav mishtanim, changes the order. Meaning, what does it mean panav mishtanim? Rashi. In other words, panav mishtanim, his face changes color. Sheyochichu berabim lahalbin panav, you're going to embarrass him. Now, we know that lahalbin panav berabim is chav mitter, right? We learned that if you embarrass a person, why are you chav mitter? Because you white, what does it mean, malbin panav? All the blood drops out of his face, he goes pale. So basically, it's like killing him because you're taking all the blood out. That's all right. Could you even do that? Talmud Lomar, lo tisa alav chet. Right? Lo tisa alav chet. You aren't allowed to bring him to come sin, to do sin. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit not concerned. Just give me a help. Does that mean you are allowed to embarrass him in public? So the Gemara is saying that you can embarrass him in public for that? Seems like it, eh? No rush on you. It seems like you can, eh?
The one giving rebuke may not sin by embarrassing the other person.
Oh, you can't embarrass him. So it says, Lo tisa'a lav chait. So you can't sin. Okay, so Lo tisa'a lav chait. So sinning already, that's too far. You can't embarrass him in public. Okay. Tani Rabbi Amitarfon, Tama ani imyesh bedor hazeh. Look what he says here. Many said early on that why don't we, that is not korbanot for Lashon Hara, because there aren't enough birds in the world. Right? Look what Rabbi Tarfon says. Tama ani imyesh bedor hazeh. Right? The Gemara says, Shemekaba tocha, the person who can receive tochacha. The Shidu Mekubetze changes and he says, Tama ani imyesh bedor hazeh sheyachol lehochiach. There's somebody who's able to do tochacha. Why? She'im amar lo tol kisemi beinene shinecha. The Meshosha changes. If somebody says to a guy, take out that little stick between your teeth. In other words, he rebukes him on a little aveira. Right? Amar lo, he'll reply to him, tol kora v'necha, take out that big stick from your eyes. In other words, if I say to a guy, listen, nobody here is immune, that's not the right word. Is beyond rebuke.
Above rebuke.
That's the word, right? Beyond rebuke. Right? Anybody. So therefore, who can give tochecha? You can't do it. Shemekaz ocha amalo. He talks about it. Tol korabech. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariya. Timahani im yesh bedor hazeh sheyodeh lochiach. Okay, so, you see, the first Gemara said it, if it's someone who can receive. Yeah, he said it's someone who can give it. So the changes in both around. Anyhow, he's able to lochiach. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Me'ir ani al shamayim v'aretz. So I give eidot over here on the heavens and the earth. Sharbei pa'amim, look at this. Laka Akiva al yadi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Talk about Rabbi Akiva. He says, I give eidut b'shamayim v'aretz. That plenty times Rabbi Akiva basically laka Akiva al yadi. He was the victim of my rebuke, right? Shaiti kovel alav nifnei Rabban Gamliel barebi. The shita changes this and the Mishnah Shastra Rabban Gamliel. Right, that I used to rebuke him in front of Rabbi Gamliel by Rabbi, who was the son of Rabbi Yonasi. V'choshechein, right? Now there's a change here as well. The Mishnah Shas changes this. V'choshechein, shehosif bi ahava. The more I rebuked him, the more he loved me. Right? And look at this. Why are you nodding your head, Michael?
It's a strange
show. Right. L'kayem, look what l'kayem mash ne'emar, to fulfill what the Pasuk says, al tocheach leitz. Don't go and rebuke a fool, a clown. Pen yisanecha, because he might hate you. Rather, hocheach lechacham. Rebuke a chacham b'yahavecha, and he'll love you. Okay? In other words, if you rebuke a wise person, he'll appreciate your rebuke, and he'll love you for it. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was saying. Rabbi Akiva loved me for it the more and more and more. That's why you can understand the change of the Mishnah. Bye, Bnei Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon asked a kasha. Tochacha lishma. This is an interesting one. If you've got tochacha lishma, look at Rashi there, tochacha lishma, l'shem shamayim. The guy rebukes l'shem shamayim, va'anava, but he has humility, shelo lishma. Not l'shem shamayim. Look at Rashi. Sh'oseh atzmo anav. He presents himself as an anav. She'ed rotze lohochicho. Va'ota anava, shelo l'shem shamayim hu ela, shelo yisayenu. What's he saying over here? I think, honestly, I'm 100% certain. I think Rashi's saying a guy presents himself as an anav, so he doesn't want to go and rebuke people. He says, look, I'm an anav. Who am I to rebuke anybody? And the real reason why he's not rebuking them is because I want them to hate him. So really, he's anava. He's not a shame shamayim. He's anav. He wants to be a good guy. He wants everyone to like him. And he thinks, if I start rebuking people, you know, like I get accused sometimes of chatting out to people to keep quiet in shul. Right? Mm-hmm. Yes. My sons all get very upset with me about it. I mean, so and we were, and you know, so I mean, maybe I haven't got a place to do it. Maybe I'm not. But anyhow, I've started to say, yeah, you could, you know. Anyhow, maybe that's not exactly another what I just said. Anyhow, ignore that last comment. Try to write. Forget what I said. Okay. What? The coats. Right? So it says Amar. So it says it is another Roshma. Which is adif? To go do tochacha lishma or to be an anav, not lishma, so people won't hate me? Because it says, Lo tisnach rebavecha, you don't have to hate you. So you are doing a mitzvah, right? Amalei velo modit da anav lishma adifa. Don't you admit that anav lishma seems to be adif? Anav lishma. The Amar Amar, anav gedol bikulam. The best is anava. And Shilonishma, even Adif, right? So Anavelishma is the greatest thing. So therefore, if Anavelishma is so great, even Anavel Shilonishma is also Adif. Why? This is important to remember this always. From Taz, we've seen it before in a few other places, right? Where else is this Gemara come from? In Nazir and in Sanhedrin, right? We've seen this before, right? You all know it. Lo'olam yasok adam b'torah v'mitzvot. Push always do Torah mitzvahs, even afapi shelo lishma, even if it's not lishma, l'shem shamayim. Why? Shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. Because in the end, you do things not for the right reason. Kind of reason, the guy's an anav lo lishma. Okay, he'll eventually become an anav lishma. So therefore, anav lishma sees through heichida mitoch halishma ba anavash lo lishma. So I'm going to give some example. What do you mean when you say toch halishma and anav lo lishma? Ki ad rav huna v'chir bar rav havuyat v'kamad shmuel. So rav huna and chir bar rav were sitting in front of Shmuel. Amar lechir barav. So chir barav says to Shmuel, right? Look, Rashi says, Amar lechir bechir Rav lechir leShmuel. He says it to Shmuel, Chazi Mar, the kemetzayer lan Rav Huna. Rashi adds in here. He says he tells this. Rav Huna is sitting there with chir barav, and Rav chir barav moans to Shmuel. He says Rav Huna is always mitzar me. Look at Rashi says there, shemakev v'chovetoti. He's punching and kicking me all the time. Alright? So Rav Huna, the Shita adds to the Rav Huna, Kabil alei de tu lo mitzar lei. So Rav Huna in front of Shmuel says, you know what? I'm a kabbalah, that's me, you're right. Chia, stopping to hit you from now on. No more hitting you, says Shmuel. Batar de Nafik, after he left, who left? Rashi falls in the gaps, yeah? Ki Nafik Chia bar Rav. When Chia left, it was just Rav Huna and Shmuel sitting alone. Amale, Rashi says, yeah, Rav Huna le Shmuel. Right, so Amale, Rav Huna says to Shmuel, Achi v'achi ka'avid. He tells him what he did, right? And Rashi says, yeah, Achi mitzarna. This is why I was beating him all the time. Tachi v'achi v'achi v'achi. He was doing not nice things. V'hainu, so now, right? So Rashi says, V'hainu anava shelo lishma. This is an example of anava shelo lishma. Why? The law amalei befanav, right? Veshlo befanav siper bignuto. He was a big anav. Chia Rav Huna in front of Shmuel, and when Chia was there, he said, "You're like, I won't hit him anymore." Why didn't he tell him what the story was about? So there, he made himself a big anav. But as soon as Chia left the room, suddenly became a gadol. Now he started telling Huna Shmuel what he had done. What he had done. Okay, look at Rabbeinu Gershom down the bottom here. He says almost at the end of the Rashi's. You'll see there's Rabbeinu Gershom there. V'zohi anava shlo lishma. Shemutav haya she'amra befanav. It was better. He should have said in front of Shmuel. He should have told in front of Chia. I mean, Rabbi Chia was still there. What was going on? Kedei sheyochichenu. To give him tochacha. V'yata tochacha lishma. That would have been tochacha lishma. Mima shelo amra befanav. V'amar lachar. But the fact that he never said in front of him, he said afterwards, that's an anava shelo lishma. Here he was scared now of saying it in front of Shmuel. Okay, you can, everybody can understand it. Amalei amai lo amai. So Shmuel says to him, why didn't you say this ba'anpe in front of him? Amalei chasli, right? God forbid, the lichsof zare de Rav, al yadad, that I should embarrass Rav's son in front of in my hands. And I should be the one responsible for embarrassing Rav's son. Suddenly the guy became a big tzaddik, right? So that's another shelo lishma. Look at the Gemara is not scared to discuss Amoraim here. Rav Huna and Chir Barav, he did very megunim. Can you imagine? What does it mean Rav Chir Barav did bechir megunim? What he walked? He finished the Shmona Esrei with his right foot instead of his left foot first. What things megunim can you imagine that a guy like Chir Barav would have done? Anyway, I don't know. So that's the Gemara. Okay. So now the Gemara is stuck. Heichan tochecha. How far does one have to go for tochecha? So Rav Amar ad haka'a. It says up until hitting Ushmur Amar Ad Klala. Now I wasn't 100% sure here if I think it could be understood both ways. So the Rashi takes one avenue. He says, how far do you have to go? Ad Haka'a to hitting or cursing? Does it mean that the guy doing the tochecha has to hit the guy who is giving the tochecha to or curse him? Or to the extent that you're invoking you're aggravating the guy to such an extent he's going to hit you or curse you.
Provoking,
thank you, that's the word. Right? I'm not sure what it was. Rashi seems to say, ad hakaha, achi tzof ze, until the guy who you're doing tochachu gets so angry, v'yake et hamochiach. and she kaler tamochiach. Right, so Rashi takes that and that side. I personally think we'll see now in the Gemara why it could be the other way around. Ushmuel amar arka. So Rav says haka, and Shmuel says klala till you provoke it and hit you or curse you. Rabbi Yochanan amar ad nezifa, until he just starts shouting at you. Right?
Moshe.
What?
When Moshe, when he hit
the rock,
and this story, and he shouted to the
right
people, and then he didn't get into Israel.
Right. Okay. So how's that connected?
No, he was shouting.
No, but here we talk, it seems to be from, I agree with you, but here this seems to be, Rashi's explaining it the other way around, that I give you tochecha, and I provoke you to shout at me.
Ah, okay.
Right? Right, so Gemara says, but I agree, it could be the other way around as well. Kitna, the Gemara says, this machlok, this three machlok between Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, is also a machlok tanai. Rabbi Lezer omer ad haka, Rabbi Lezer until hitting him, Rabbi Shua says ad klala, and Ben Azai says ad nezifa. So each one is taking the other side of the machloket. Amarav Nachman Bayitzchak Vishloshtami Krai Chadash. Nachman says they all learn the same pasuk, because the pasuk says over here, Dichtiv. What's the pasuk? Yicharav Shaul b'Yonatan. Shaul got crossed with Yonatan. About David, right? Vamarlo ben avatam merdut. You basically a disgusting child. You're rebelling. Halo yadati ki bocher tal leben Yishai. Right? You're choosing Ben Yishai, which is David. Levashtecha ulevosh ervat imecha, to your in humiliation and to your levosh ervat imecha. Your mother's he got upset with him, right? So basically, the story over here is that Yonatan gave his father, Shaul was his father, right? Tochecha over the fact that he wanted to kill David, and he tried to provoke, he tried to mochech his father not to kill David, and Shaul got very angry. And it says, he told Shaul tachanit, he took a spear alav lakoto to hit him. Right, so now Lamand Amar Adaka, those who said Akaha, Dichtiv Lakoto, it says the Vetul Shul Achanit Lakoto, hit him. Lamand Amar Akala to curse him, Dichtiv Levashtecha, Levoshet Ervatimecha. He was basically cursing him. Ulamand Amar Adnezifa, to insulting him, humiliating him. Man Adnezifa, Dichtiv Vayichar Afshog, very angry with him. Okay, so the pastor, we actually said hit. What did we say? The three way machlok it was? We said curse, hit and shouted or nozifbo, right? So the man of nozifbo is active akav klal. So once he acted nozifbo, but it says the active akav klal. It says the shani atam agav chavuta yeteru da'abe b'ad yotam b'david masar nafshet faces. You're right. We're quite learning this pasuk. This pasuk is an extreme example because Yonatan went so far with his father out of his love for David. Therefore, absolute normal. That's why looking around a Gershon there, masar nafshet fei shaya patur milohichicho. But really, the person who says Nazifa will say that from Nazifa was really Yotze. Could have stopped over there, Yonatan, but he carried on. So we can't really learn about Klala and Haka'a. Nazifa would have been enough. So the Gemara says, okay, do Ad Heichan. So now the Gemara says like this. Ad Heichan lo yeshane adam ba'achsan yeshelo. Now a person is a guest, like he's renting a room from somebody, who is a tenant or lodger or whatever in a person's house. And now, I'm not sure exactly again here who's doing what to what. We'll see about my question. But okay, Rashi's over here. Ad heichan adam chayav lochech et chaveiro. Right? So ad heichan you have to do tochecha. To the extent that, and how far do you go that if you rebuke your landlord, and he now responds to you, right? How far do you have to sovelotto? How is that in English? Withstand him or tolerate him. Sorry. Tolerate him, right? Until you leave, you change premises. You have to move. So Rav Amar ad haka'a. So Shmuel, Rav says, until he hits you. Achik tzof ze v'yaket hamochiach. Okay, so now you give him tochecha and he hits you. If he hits you, you can leave. If he doesn't hit you, you got to stay. Shmuel says, to the extent that he goes and he throws all your things out the door, and he says, "Father, get out of here." Right? And now the Gemara is like this. When it comes to him hitting you, so everybody agrees that that's already the limit. That's the straw that broke camel's back, you can leave. But look at this one. Bahashpalat kalav lachorav. And the same thing when it comes to throwing your clothes. So even Rav who says Haka'a would agree with Shmuel. And even Shmuel who says Yashpinu Kelav would agree with Haka'a. Keep Pligi. Where's the machloket here when it comes to Bisaka'a? Bahaka'a didvitu. When it comes to hitting your wife. Now, I'm not sure, again, it's a machlok, I'm not sure, the machloket is in Mefarash here. Which wife are we speaking about? Does he hit, is it the landlord?
The landlord.
Okay, so now, is the landlord hitting his wife? And therefore, they say, look, Marasama, look here. Marasama came into the D-Day law, Mitzarele, my life came in there. Since he never bothered you, what do you care? Because hit your wife. Okay, but you're okay. Right? Well, Marasama actually true. Mar says, no, if he hits your wife, so he might end up causing a problem with you as well. Because you're now fighting with him over his wife, and I hit you as well. Okay? But look at Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says over here, Hakaha de dvitu shel achsanai, of the landlord, of the lodger. Now, why does Rabbeinu Gershom say of the lodger? I think it could be quite easy to say if he's hitting his own wife. If they end up fighting and you see a guy hitting his own wife, then you can be pretty sure that if he hits his own wife, he's not going to worry about hitting you. So maybe it's time for you to leave as well. I don't know. That's my interpretation. I don't know. I think it makes sense. But anyhow, look at Rashi. Rabbeinu Gershom clearly says that your wife, if you're the dweller. Okay. Right now, Umar Savar Atili Trude. Look at Rashi. What does it mean, Atili Trude? We're going to think about it later, yeah? Atili Trude. Where's that Rashi? There was a Rashi there. Araka Atklala. Li Trude, Lit Kotet. Because I can't find it. Okay. The Kokach Lama. Something like the Kokach Lama. What do you mean? Why does he have to Lisbol all of this? The Amar Mar. Because Umar says when it comes to a lodger, you got to be careful. Just like you could cause damage, you can also be damaged. How can you be damaged if you get a bad name moving from place to place? People are going to want you as their tenant. They're going to say, this guy's got a bad name. Wherever he goes, there's trouble. Therefore, look after your good name and stick it out. Right? And pogam, look at Rashi there. It's quite interesting this, eh? Pogam balabai, you can cause a bad name to balabai because you can even say, don't go there, that guy's a bad guy. And basically, do him out of business. He was renting out rooms, don't want to stay with him. And by the same token, who else more? The Amra Inshev, he will say, Kama Kashim Ali, these guys are difficult. So Yukhul Adur Yacha, they can't live together. This husband and wife, you don't want them, these couples need them, and no one will take you. So you've got to be careful. But Abraham, you're Amra, Minayin Shlo Yishanea Adam, Bachsan Yishlo, Minah Torah. He says, even if I call from the Torah that a person shouldn't change, if this is where you lodge, stay. There's an Indian of always going back to the same hotel. Interesting, that, eh? Shneemar, Adam Akoma Shaya Sham Ohalo Batrila. Right, look at that pasuk over there. Vayelech lemasa binegev ad beit el, ela makoma shayasham ohalo batchila, bein beit elu bein ha'ai. Right, that's Avraham Avinu. Right? And he basically went to the same place. Right? And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chaim, he's going up, vayelech lemasa. The same pasuk, but he says, not from ela makoma shayasham, but he yelech el lemasav. Rashi says, what do you mean lemasav on his journeys? But derech shayah ragile lachnot bimasa lemasav. From journey to journey, shloshina bay, but he always go back to the same place and stay in the same place. My Lord says, what's the difference between the learning at the end of the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk? Ikebenayu achsanai da'akrai. It depends if you, by mistake, you landed at a guy, or if you were planning on going there. Right, Amar Yochanan minayin shlo yishani. Okay, we got Amar Yochanan minayin shlo yishani adam u'minato u'minato v'tav. Now, go on that case of not changing your lodgings, Moses says also you should try and stay within the same family trade. It's quite an interesting thing, right? Because you often see, like in history, people got names. A guy was a locksmith, a silversmith. His son became a silversmith. His grandson was a silversmith. They were in generations. Or doctors, you have families of doctors, or rabbis of doctors, or butchers, or kings, right? So, right? From Mitzor, he took Chiram from Tzor. Ben Isha Almana, Humimate Naftali, Vaviv Ish Tzori Cheresh Nechosh. His father was a brassmith. Right? And the Shita changes it says, Uchtiv Ben Isha Mibnot Dan, and the woman was from Dan, Uchtiv Hatam Veito, right? Veito et Aholiyah Ben Achisamach, Lematel, who was Aholiyah Ben Achisamach? He was one that helped Betzalah, right? Aholiyah, right? So he sees over here, Veito et Ola Ben Achisamach. So we see over here, basically, I'm not saying sure what this was, but anyhow. That they were all in the same family, and his mother came from Dan, but in the case, they're still stuck in the same family business. Okay, new Kitchik, Adhaikan, Tachlit Isurin. Now the Gemara changes gear and said like this. This is a little bit difficult one. To be honest with you, I don't think I'm at all qualified to even discuss this, but the Gemara is like this. Adhaikan, Tachlit Isurin. What do you mean Tachlit Isurin? Sof midat yisurin. What? Everybody's got to have a little bit of yisurin in their life. Okay, everyone's going to have a bit of yisurin. Question is, when do we know that we've got it, whether we've got enough yisurin to move on? Look at Rashi. Klomar yisurin she'ain't pechutin men. That's not less than that. What's the least amount of yisurin that a person should tolerate? Right? Yeah, you look in your note to get a better, more philosophical expression. This is, so we're trying to understand now, what is the least measure that a person can be frustrated by to say that he's got his measure of yisurin and he can now carry on? Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol she'argulo beged lilbosh, v'ein mitkabel alav. Person, what's the case? They made a guy a garment and it's not mitkabel alav. Rashi says, it doesn't fit him. But now he's very anguished over that. When you go and order a suit and you come and put the suit on and the jackets, the sleeves are too short. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I get pretty upset about shrinking the wash. Okay. Right? So Matkita Rava says, what are you talking about? Matkita Rava Zaire says, V'itam Rav Shmuel ben Achmani, Gedolim Yizomru. Even much more than that you've got to tolerate. Afilu nitkavnulim zog b'chamim mazgulo b'tzone. But if a guy wanted to dilute his wine with hot water, end up dealing with cold water, that's already a measure, right? V'ata mart kule hai. And you say that all he has to worry about is just that the clothes don't fit. There's even a much higher level of anguish when he was expecting a hot wine and he got cold wine. Okay? Marbe Ravina Amrafilu nefachlo chaluko. He says, even the other way around, he says, Shulav Shaka said, he put on the shirt the wrong way, he's not going to go through all the trouble of taking his shirt off and turning it around. That's already considered a bit of Yisurin. Right? And Rabbi V'itayim Rav Chizda V'itayim Rav Chitzak V'amir Rav Manita Tane Afilu Hoshit, even if he stuck his hand into his pocket Lakistol Shalosh, take out 3 coins V'alubi Ador Shtayim, he took out 2 coins. He's now going to look for the 3rd coin. That's already anguish. And the Gemara says Aval Shtayim V'alubi Ador Shalosh, but if he took out 3 instead of 2, that's not why the Lake Tiruch and the Bishok, it's not a big deal to throw them around. But Kol Kach Lama, why do we go through this trouble about trying to understand Rashi's Klomar Lema Hilchot Tahavu Yisurin? What's all these halachos to try to understand what Yisurin is? Tanya Bishmal, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Kol She'avru Alav 40 Yom Below Yisurin. He says because he says a person who goes 40 days without getting any Yisurin, Kibel Olamo. Right? He's already got. Look how that translates Kibel Olamo in English, by the way.
Receives
the
world. Will have no further reward in the world.
So guy's going to be if he's had no Yisurin in 40 days. That means you're not by you got on this world, you're in trouble. You don't want to not by in this world. So we've seen the Gemara trying to tell you that even if you know, if you put it in your pocket, you only took out 2 coins, not 3, or your shirt didn't fit you, or your shirt shrunk, or you're expecting hot wine, that's already certain enough to be your tzad, that you have to worry that you've got your lababa in this world. That's end of up here.